All right, it's really tough streaming with a mobile device when you are more conditioned to doing it on a computer. Let's talk about that. Hey folks, Todd Live. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Live Video Podcast. Episode number 622. Glad to have you with me in my audience. It has been a long run to go to 622. The other day I was playing around with Facebook and I came across something that said that only about 1% of all podcasts make it to episode number 500. So how many make it to 622 of that 1%? It's got to be a small amount. 622 is a lot. And a lot of these podcasts too. I mean, there's podcasts out there that are weekly. They're not daily. So I'm a daily podcast. So, you know, we're going to be at 1,000 before you know it. I think we're going to be at 1,000 around August of next year, 2020. I think that's when we're going to be around 1,000 episodes. If I make it that far. Let's face it, folks, I feel like sometimes I've worn out live video discussion, especially when I haven't been doing that many live videos. So unless I get my head back in the live video game, it doesn't make much sense for me to continue to talk about it. But we'll see. We'll see. No matter what, I'm going to go 2 years, which puts us in the month of November. So I got plenty of time to think about that and decide there. So what brought about today's title? It's tough streaming with mobile when you are conditioned to doing it on a computer. Now, I don't find it that difficult, but I found that lately I've been doing these Instagram live videos where I have guests come on and we record it for podcast. And a few of my guests who are ordinary live streamers like Stephanie Liu, Ross Brand, find it tricky to go live on a mobile. The sound isn't to their liking. The video isn't to their liking, or they have a hard time adjusting their phone in a tripod so you can see their whole face. I've actually had two episodes where I only got half the face and I didn't really want to kind of hit them with the, hey, you need to adjust your phone better. One of them I did. I said, hey, you need to adjust your phone a little better. And they adjusted it a little, but it wasn't much better. But I had two guests where half their face was showing. And I think people, particularly with Instagram, like it's another thing if you go on Facebook and you do a live video where you're by yourself, you're not going to cut off half your face. But on Instagram, what happens is when you go on there and broadcast, you've got the whole screen. Let's say that you're the host. You've got the whole screen. And then when you bring a guest in, the screen crops and adjusts. And sometimes you have to adjust your camera, your phone, or your iPad, whatever it is that's the camera. You have to adjust it to get your whole head. But for whatever reason, I don't know if the guest really notices that their face is cut off. They must. And they just don't worry about it. When you come in as a guest, you don't have the ability to see yourself first. But it doesn't matter that you can't see yourself first like the host can, because once you can see you and the host, you realize that, hey, my face is halfway cut off. I need to adjust my phone. And actually, maybe they're not getting the same picture that the audience is getting. That's something that I've thought about too, because one of my guests, like I said to them, I said, hey, you could adjust your phone a little bit so we can see the rest of your face if you don't mind. And they adjusted it a little bit. It didn't make it much better. So they may be seeing a little bit differently than what we're seeing. Needless to say, though, that both of these guests who are prominent live streamers have both told me that it's a real trick for them to go live on mobile. They're not used to it. The volume, the sound, the adjustments that have to be made when they're very conditioned to doing it on a desktop computer. So I guess, and it's not a scold or it's not a recommendation directly to them. It's just a recommendation to my audience in general that make sure that you go live on both your computer. If you're a live streamer and you like to do the big broadcast and all that, that's cool. But go live on your device sometimes just for kicks, you know, even if it's for 5 minutes, go live on it. Maybe invite somebody in. Keep your skills sharp on your mobile device just like you would on your computer, laptop, desktop with your DSLR and all the other stuff, because you want to keep your skills sharp. I mean, needless to say, and as a professional, you want to have all the options at your fingertips of with the tools that you have in your pocket, especially. Hey, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Todd.live on Instagram if you'd like to talk more about my thoughts here today.